My name is Katie Flowers. I am 22 years old. Today is the 29th of February, and I'm speaking with Mitchell Nicely, who is my best friend. We are recording this interview in Radford, Virginia. How old are you, Mitchell?
24.
Where are you from?
Percival, Virginia.
Do you consider yourself in the millennial generation?
Yes.
Do you play video games?
Heck yes.
How often do you play video games?
I'd say about 5 hours a day.
Okay. Why do you play video games?
Whenever I have free time or I'm not doing schoolwork or hanging out with people, I just get on with my friends and we play various games.
Do you think video games are violent in any way?
They definitely are, but I guess it just depends on the person and how they handle it. Some personalities handle it different than others.
Did your parents let you play video games when you were younger?
Yes, but they wouldn't let me get the teen-rated games when I was in middle school, I think, until they thought that I was mature enough to handle the content that was on it.
Do you think today's video games are made more violently, made with more violence than previous generations?
I don't think it's changed. I just think the graphics and like the design of the video games have kind of been enhanced to where it's a lot more realistic than in the past. But that just comes with, you know, each year and the more types of technologies that, you know, these companies come out with that own the video games.
So I think that video games are responsible for children violence today because young kids reenact what they see in movies or video games. How do you feel on this issue, Mitchell?
I feel as if video game violence doesn't affect kids because it depends on the way they're brought up, and I think if kids are violent, I think that stems from their parents and the way the parents discipline and very like that type of stuff with their kids, because video games are just kind of a virtual reality. Like it doesn't actually have to like do with them.
Okay, so you're saying that when a young 5-year-old sits in front of a TV, they're not going to like reenact the violent gun shooting and blood and like terror that they see in these violent games?
I mean, they are, but I feel like any kid's going to be violent at some point in their life. It just kind of comes with the territory. Like, they're violent in sports and stuff like that too, so it's not like it's just video games that are corrupting these kids or whatever it is. They're going to be violent no matter what, so.
Okay, I can kind of see where you're coming from. So you're basically saying that how the kid acts and all the violence, like the parents have a lot to do with it. Like if they raise their kid right, like their kid won't become violent, and the video games really have no effect on the kids that greatly.
Exactly.
So you're saying, Mitchell, that younger kids, there's other things in the world that promote violence too, like kids act violent in sports games. It's just like a normal thing. I can understand where you're coming from when you say that. I played sports when I was little, and I was violent in sports, I guess you can say. Is there anything you would like to add to help me understand your point of view more?
Yeah, I felt as if you were pretty violent as a little kid too, and you turned out okay. So I feel like it just depends on, I feel like it's just a part of growing up is realize, you know, taking your aggression out on better, you know, good things like, yeah, sports activities and stuff like that compared to reenacting what they see in the video games, but that's also just a part of it, and I feel like as they mature, they kind of grow out of that stage.
Okay, that makes more sense to me. I can, if I put myself in the situation with, like, being violent, I guess I wouldn't consider myself a violent kid, but I understand when you say that kids will grow out of it, and that makes more sense to me.